Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up everybody? Owner Associated, one and only Peter Richardson, baby. Hey, have you ever thought about how you are moving in your life? Are you moving spiritually, for some guidance, not life, or just for the love, for the money? Hey, that's what I'm speaking on tonight on Saving Athletes Respectfully Radio. Please tune in to JC with Beyonce right after this. Trust the Deuce say, trust the Deuce say. Forget what you say, what the blues say. Right after the song, baby.
Thank you.
Yo. Oh, man, that's one of my favorite tracks right there. JC and Beyonce on the Run Part 2. I'm telling you guys, if you don't know, but now you know, it's Peter Richardson coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Peter Richardson, once again, on favoring our athletes respectfully. I hope you guys have had an amazing day, have an even better night as you guys wind it on down and kick off your shoes and relax your feet. But I tell you one thing, you're going to listen to Pete. You hear me? So today, I don't have an interview tonight. I do not have an interview tonight. So, but what I do have tonight, I have a pretty cool message that's been on my heart. I was driving home from work last night, and I was really confused on what I was going to talk about on my show tonight. But I had a few ideas. I had a few things that I wanted to do, but something just spoke to me and was just like, yo, Why are you at the place you're at in your life? Why are you at right now? For you listening right now on the radio, if you're tuning in right now, why are you at the way you are? Why are you working a job the way you are working? Are you working at a bank? Are you working at McDonald's? Are you a stockbroker? Are you working at a prison or anything? It doesn't matter what you do. Think about where you are at right now. Think about why. How are you moving? Who is guiding your steps? Is it faith? Are you really fierce? Or is it parental guidance? Or is it security? When I say security, means you go through school, graduate high school, you graduate college, you go pursue higher education, go get your master's, and even that, you pursue and get your PhD, go get your doctorate, and so on and so forth. Why are you at the place? Where you are at, how are you moving? Have you really sit down and thought about it? Why? Think about it. Why? Is it for the love or the money? Are you chasing the almighty dollar? Are you in college taking a major just because it sounds cool? Think about it. Why? Have you really sit down and thought about why you're doing this? Well, man, my parents wanted me to major in business. I don't know what I want to do, but I want to own my own business one day. What kind of business? What you want to do? What you want to sell? You know what I'm saying? Have you thought about why you are at the point in your life where you are right now? Think about it. If you move by faith, moving by faith, that's something I can take personal. It's because I used to be that person living my life off of security. I wanted to be secure with my life. Because one thing, and for the brothers and for the young men that's out there listening, we want to take care of a lady one day. We want to have a wife. We want to take care of our kids. You know what I'm saying? So we want to be secure, and hopefully our family will feel secure. So what that means is we know if we go to school, we do the right thing, we keep our nose clean, we can take care of our family. Am I right or am I wrong? If you think I'm wrong, then you got something else coming. But let me tell you this. You know what I'm saying? And there's two sides to both coins. There's two sides to both stories. And if you want to be secure and have that security, but this is my old mindset, my old thought. Nothing against for the guys who's going to school. There's nothing against for the guys who wants to, you know, do the right thing, you know, and wants to get their family. But are you pursuing your passion? Are you pursuing your passion? Is it really what you want to do? I understand that you want to have a nice family. I understand you want to have a nice car, a nice ride, a nice house. You want to provide for your mama. But are you doing it for you? What's your why? Don't do it because it's cool. Don't do it because somebody else did it. Do it because you are passionate about it. Man, don't be so fast to take that job opportunity. Don't be so fast to do it because it makes a so-and-so amount of hours, you know, so much hours. You know, I don't even know how to say it. It's because I done got so much caught up and she's just doing what I love. I'm being passionate about what I do and keep moving because I do move by faith. But I'm gonna get to that later. I'm talking about security right now. So if you do move in a way that you just want to be secure, you know, do it to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? But understand why you are doing it. And I can say this for the females. And our show is called Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. And for the guys that's out there listening, if you're an athlete, especially if you're in high school, I guarantee you might have a girlfriend, you might have a little friend or a little so and so or a little, you know, sugarfoot, as you might say, that's on your team, that's on your side. But I guarantee you, they might see that bright future that they see ahead of you, but you don't even know how bright your future is. But I guarantee you, that they know, but let you not live up to the potential that they thought you was going to live to, 9 times out of 10, they're probably going to leave. So with that being said, are you doing it for you? What's your why? Don't do it because it's cool. Do it because it's you. You hear what I'm saying? Don't fall into the norm. Man, it's 99% of this world. 99% of this world is poor. How you did your statistics? How you did your reading? 99% is poor. It's only 1%, less than 1%, and this world is wealthy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about the athletes. I'm talking about professional athletes. I'm talking about the actors. I'm talking about everybody. You know what I'm saying? So when you grow up, especially from that poverty level, and you're trying to impress a lady, you know what I'm saying? So I'm talking to the high school students right now. I'm trying to impress the lady. You want to be all cool and be and have this swag. You want to have this swag, right? You got your hat bent low. You got your pants just right. Nowadays, people don't sag nowadays. People wearing them skinny jeans. You got your jeans fitting just right. You got some nice polos on. You got a nice little polo shirt. You know what I'm saying? And then after you get through feeling fresh, you go put on the pads or you go step on the court. Or you might pick up the baseball bat, go take a few swings. Take a few swings, and you cool. You great. You swag. You know what I'm saying? So you go ahead and you got it. You know what I'm saying? You got scholarship offers. You cool. You gravy. You know what I'm saying? And one day you on top of the world. Who knows? You might get hurt. Who knows? You might not get the grade. Who knows? Something might happen to your folks. You might have to move. Who knows what's going to happen? So you got to get to know you. You got to get to know you. Get down to the core. What's your why? Don't get caught up in the media. Don't get caught up in this world. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know your Bible, get in your Bible. Get to start reading. But I recommend, don't start at the book of Genesis. Don't start at the book of Genesis, because the book of Genesis is just all about, it's just introducing the Bible of everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's introducing the relationships. And you'd be like, man, I don't really understand this. It just keeps going. And next thing you know, you close it. Or you might just be yawning and falling asleep. And then you might just lose interest. You know what I'm saying? So my advice, if you want to read the Bible, to read a good book, start with the book of James. It's real short. It's in the New Testament. And just read it. You know, some people, what's big nowadays is meditation. Some people meditate on it. You know what I'm saying? Get by yourself. Meditate on it. Incorporate what's being said into your life. You know what I mean? And I say that in a sense of not in the fact that I'm trying to preach, you know, but in the fact of I'm just trying to give you an example, or just not just trying to tell you, but actually show you the way. There's too many people out here these days. You got these motivational videos. You got these people posting up these motivational quotes. But what? Don't nobody know what's going on in your life? Don't nobody know what's going on? Don't nobody know what you deal with on a daily basis? Don't nobody know if you're dealing with so-and-so over here or so-and-so over there? Don't nobody know if you into it with your parents? Don't nobody know if you into it with your teachers? Or you might got a significant other that you might think about leaving, but you don't know how to let them go. You know what I'm saying? So it's between you and you. So that's why I'm on this show. That's why I decided not to have an interview this week. I didn't want to have an interview this week. And it wasn't until last night I feel like I had the nerve to just come and give you guys this message. What is your why? What is your why? Why are you doing it? Why are you at where you are at right now? Is it because of faith? Is it because of sight? Is it because of fierce? Are you fierce? Or is it because of parental guidance? Who are you listening to? But I'm going to tell you one thing. 3 years ago, I was sleeping on the wood floor looking out the window. My mama tired and my pops ain't nowhere to show. I mean, for real. After I got through playing football here in Lubbock at Texas Tech, went to Harding and Searcy, Arkansas, went down there, hurt my head. Next thing I know, I'm back in Muskogee, Oklahoma, with no friends, no nothing. No nothing. After I'm a high-profile athlete, don't I have people behind my back. Nobody had my back. You know who had my back was that man above, and that's why I'm at where I'm at right now, owning my own business, doing what I do, and talking to you guys on this radio show. But you want to know what it took me to get by myself and to understand who really had my back, which is that man above. And, of course, there was people who I met along the journey, that I met along the journey, which means everything does happen for a reason. People are in your life for a reason, and people are in your life only for a season. But it's only for it, but it's up to you to understand that. If you don't understand that, how you gonna get that? If you don't cut off the chitter chatter and the people all up in your ear, how you gonna get that? You don't know. You don't know. So slow it down. Slow it down. Cut some of that chitter stuff up out of your ear. Everybody ain't for you. I'm sorry, but they're not. Some of your people ain't for you. Some of your best friends ain't for you. Do you. Don't do something because it's cool. But I'm telling you, if you step out and take that leap of faith, which I did, and it sounds so easy, right? It sounds so easy. If I do the right thing and I keep my faith in God, I'm going to be successful. Sounds so easy. Just like when you're growing up in school, and I wasn't born with no silver spoon in my mouth, just like some of them people, it seemed, well, people who wasn't born with a silver spoon in their mouth, see them people who was born with a silver spoon in their mouth, think it's really easy because you got both parents in a household, and you see them with money, and they actually can afford to buy their own lunch. Then not only buy their own lunch, when they get 16, get their own car. Then after they get their own car, they turn 18, their parents pay for school. Then after that, they got a job. Some people think that stuff is easy, but you never know what that person is going through internally. Internally, you never know. But then when you're growing up in poverty, you know how hard it works. You know how hard you have to work. To work just to graduate high school. You know how hard you got to work just to get your own car. You know how hard you have to work just to be normal. Think about how hard you got to work just to be normal. Think about if you want to be great. Think how much harder you got to work. Man, this stuff is not easy. Nothing is easy. Well, let me rephrase. Let me rephrase that. It's easy to a certain point, but every road has a crossroad. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if your heart really ain't in it, then you'll find an excuse to quit. But if your heart is in it, you will find every reason to keep going. You know what I'm saying? So keep going. I got shirts right now. On the front of it, it says, "Want more?" On the back, it says, "Soar." It'll change your life. Change your life. I'm telling you. Because when I was back on the, when I was sleeping on the wood floor looking out the window, you know what I'm saying? I was stressed out. I was depressed after I had the world in my hands. Now here I am. Barely have 50 cents just to catch the bus so I can go to work. You know what I'm saying? But I kept the faith. But it definitely was not easy. At least not for me, because my feelings is genuine. My feelings is real, and my story is real. And I found out none of my friends weren't. And my closest friends to this day, who I talk to almost every day, was not in town. And when I say everything happens for a reason, if it wasn't for that family, I never would even got to the point to where I got to realize to where when I had it all, until I end up didn't have it at all. You know what I'm saying? So what I want to say is keep that faith. Keep that faith. Don't go nowhere. I mean, whenever somebody tell you can't do something, man, do it anyway. Because that's like a test. God don't test you. You know what I'm saying? God don't test nobody, you know? But you got to test yourself. There's going to be times when you ain't got gas money. There's going to be times when you ain't got enough money for rent. There's going to be times when you ain't got enough money to eat. But that don't mean you go out and sell drugs. That don't mean you go out and rob a bank. That don't mean you got to go out and do anything. That just means you got to dig deep, dig harder, and keep doing you. And which means you just got to soar. You know what I'm saying? When you soar, you want to explore. If you want more, then come and get down with me so you can go soar and do things right. You know what I'm saying? And do it tight. But right now, I got a caller on the other line that I'm about to get into. And right now, I need to calm myself down because, you know, once I get going, I get going. Yes, sir. Give me 1 second. Hey, how's it going? Tell me your name and where you are from.
What's up, Pete? It's Isaiah, man.
What's up? Kev on the bus. Kev on the bus.
Yeah, Kev on the bus. Kev on the bus.
What's up?
Hey, man, I'm doing good, man. I feel what you're saying, man. I'm sitting here talking about you gotta push yourself, you know what I'm saying? You gotta You know, I'm a first generation college graduate. You know, when I graduate college, I'm gonna be the first one in my entire family to graduate college. No one in my dad's side or my mom's side has ever graduated college before, and I'm gonna be the first one to do it. And just like you were saying, you know, there's times when you know it's hard, but you have to keep going, because if you give up, then what's going to be your story? You know, oh, things got hard and I'm going to give up just because they got hard. That's how you push yourself. That's how you shape the kind of man or woman you're supposed to be. And of course, you know, I'm where I am, and I'm who I am because of the good Lord. You know, he's blessed me with certain opportunities. He's blessed me with a wife to encourage me. He's blessed me with, you know, people like you that I can sit back and say, you know what, look at that person chasing after what they want to do, and they're doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, that's great right there, man. Just like you say, man, faith in the good Lord right there, and he blessed you with a great wife, and then blessed you with people to come in contact with. So that just goes back to what I was saying. You meet people. You know, everything happens for a reason. People come in your life for a reason and for a season. So it sounds like to me you get to sit back and look at somebody pursuing your dreams, and then you want to know what you look like. That's all right.
Exactly.
That's all right. That's what's up, man. Hey, you got anything else you want to let the audience hear? Because for you guys right there, his name is Isaiah. Me and this guy work together. It was crazy how me and him met, and then he just called into my show. And that's what I'm talking about.
Is.
You know what I'm saying? So just let the audience know, this guy's an engineering major here at Texas. About to get a degree. Got a job on the side. Got a wife. Straight out of Odessa, Texas. Shout out to
Odessa, Texas.
432. You know what I'm saying? So if it's anything that you want to let the audience hear, you already gave a brief, you know, little message, man, which is great. But if it's a quote that you want to leave the people with before you get off or anything, the floor is yours, man. For 10 seconds, man. Whatever you want to let the audience know. Well, what gets you through your day?
Yeah, man. Man, just anyone out there that's struggling, you know, the Lord is always by your side. You know, you can stray away from him, but it doesn't mean that he's going to stray away from you. He's right there beside you. You just got to surround yourself with people who are goal-oriented, you know, people that are not going to drag you down. Like my boy Pete right here, this guy's got some goals and aspirations, and y'all need to listen to this guy a lot more often because he's doing his thing. I appreciate it, Pete.
Oh, man, that's what's up. Oh, man, it's my pleasure. Just like he said, you might stray away from the Lord, but the Lord might not stray away from you. That's what I'm talking about right there, Isaiah. Hey, man. Hey, appreciate you for calling in, man. Hope you can have a great night. I know you might got
you too, man.
Doing it. You might have to tend to your wife. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Have a great night, Mr. Isaiah.
You too, man.
All right, cool, man. Thanks for calling in.
No problem, man. I'll see you later.
All right, cool. Oh, man, that was Mr. Isaiah right there, man. Shout out to him for calling into my show. And if you guys want to call in, you know you can call in at 347-677-1915. Let me repeat that, 347-677-1915. If you're out and about, if you're not kicking up your shoes and relaxing your feet and listening to Pete, you can feel free to call in to me. You know what I'm saying? If you got a question, if you want to know what Thor is about, or if you got something just to get off your chest, give me a C-A-L-L. But in the meantime, I'm going to let you guys take a breather. I got one of my favorite songs that I'm about to play right on Blog Talk Radio on Saving the Athletes Respectfully Show. It's called I'm the Man, I'm the Man. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Right after that song, we're going to get straight back into the message because I got something on my heart.
And up now it's question. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all your stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier, standing on my feet. No surrender, and I won't be treated.
Most people who are short and see somebody who is 6'3 and can't dunk, you'll be like, man, if I was 6'3, I can dunk. I'll be slamming. I'll be like Jordan. You know what I'm saying? See, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. More, 9 times out of 10, some people will go to work and find an excuse to leave early just so they can go home and watch these cats on TV who might be going through something personal and then get on the ball and then get on to something and talk crap about these guys. Next thing you know, even though you don't know these guys is reading what you say, and it can mess their life up. You never know. You never know what's going on in somebody's life personally. Do you understand me? Do you understand? Look in the mirror. Just look, Michael Jackson said it best. If you want to change the world, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Just like that. Thought about perspective in life. Don't get caught up in this glitz and glamour of the world. Check you. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Do you hear me? Like, real talk. Real talk. But anyway, for you guys out there listening to my show, I want to say thanks. Think of why you are at right now. Are you moving by faith? Are you moving by sight? Are you moving for the money? Are you moving for security? Think about it. When you move by sight, that's only because you are looking, you're trying to get what somebody else got, trying to do it the same way that they did it, but it might not work for you like it's working for them. If you move by faith, Then that means you are in deep meditation in your Bible, listening to the Lord. But I'm going to tell you, that's the hardest thing you want to do. It's the hardest thing. Because what Jesus say, foxes have holes, birds have nests. He has nowhere. But he has everything that he needs. Some of these people out here talking about, I'm not playing checkers. I'm playing chess. But I'm going to put it to you like this. I ain't playing chess. I feel like I'm going through this world playing checkers. I'm playing checkers. You might be playing chess, but I'm playing checkers. Because you want to know why? I understand I'm my co-pilot. I'm not directing my steps. I'm only listening. I'm listening at the steps that I'm supposed to take. I might even know to that day what I'm supposed to do. But I keep my faith, and then I do it, and then boom. So what I'm trying to tell you, don't get so caught up in yourself. Get caught up in your higher power and become a better person, whether that's financially, whether that's romantically, whether that's spiritually, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Because when I say that I'm playing checkers, that means God is playing chess with me. He's moving me strategically. I might think I know what I'm doing, but at the end of the day, I gotta ask somebody for guidance. Just like I said, I was on the wood floor looking out the window. But my mama tired and my pops ain't nowhere to show. Who do you think I was talking to? Who do you think I was talking to? Not myself. It wasn't the cars I seen passing by. It wasn't the cars. All I asked was God to get me back to Lubbock, Texas and Texas Tech, which he did in 2010. And ended up meeting some great friends, and them great friends helped me along the way. But I had to realize the help that I was getting, and I had to stay in deep meditation, stay positive, stay right, and stay cool. That's what it is. That's what you got to do. Well, I'm not saying that's what you got to do, but that's part of it. That's a start. The hardest thing about working out is starting, right? The hardest thing about going to school and high school is actually getting somebody to help you on your FAFSA, right? Having somebody there in your ear, right? It's the hardest part about doing what you got to do is getting started. So get started, no matter what it takes for you to get started. But I'm going to tell you this, man, cut that clutter off. Don't let nobody all up in your ear. Man, it could be your parents. It could be your grandparents. It could be your best friend. It could be your girlfriend. It could be anybody. All that negativity. You got to cut that out. Do you. Be you, bro. Be you, sis. Be you, cuz. It don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do. Nobody loves you more than you because you are the only person that's in your skin. You are the only person who are your best friend. With that being said, I'm going to let you guys go for the rest of the night because I can go on because you don't even really know. My name is Peter Richardson, creator of Saving the Athletes Respectfully. Next week, I'm going to be next Wednesday, same short day, same short time. You feel me? I hope you guys enjoyed my message. Hope you guys have a blessed night. Tomorrow you wake up, get up on your feet, feel light in your feet with a little bounce on yourself and let the devil know you was up and ready to go. You feel me? And just like that, I'm out. Peter Richardson, on the Soul Creator, saving our peace respectfully. I can't let you go as I listen to Nicki Minaj and Rihanna's favorite song. Just like that, I came to win. Yeah, that's right. Don't talk about my singing, though. See you guys next week. Have a blessed night. Bitty peek.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise, to thrive.
Prosper, thrive, to love.